好，弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们非常谢谢这七位爸爸带着21个年轻人，有这么好的献诗哈。
We really appreciate the seven fathers leading this child choir.
看上去、so、看上去他们一定不像爸爸的，跟孩子们一样单纯。
They're just like kids, so simple and joyful.
孩子们也有点像爸爸一样的严肃就是了。
And the children were as serious as.Fathers,
我们感谢神哈，今天其实是很特别哈。
We praise the Lord. Today is a special day.
不光是母亲节，我们在这里谢谢所有在座做母亲的。
Not only that, today is Mother's Day, and we want to thank all the mothers here.
你们还知道今天是什么日子吗
？Do you know what's so special about today other than Mother's Day?
四川地震五周年。
It's the fifth anniversary of Sichuan earthquake.
也是我们教会献堂五周年。
It's also the fifth anniversary of our church's sanctuary dedication.
不晓得大家记不记得2008年的5月12号，我们在这里献堂哈。
Remember year 2008, Mother's Day, we dedicated the sanctuary to the Lord.
转眼之间5年过去了。
We did soon before we know it. It's been 5 years.
最明显的 delta 是这些小孩子们都长高了，长大了。
The most obvious delta is that our children have grown up.
那我不晓得弟兄姊妹，我们自己属灵上这五年进来，你如果回想这5年最大的长进到底是什么
？In retrospect, what is your biggest growth in the past 5 years?
时间真的很快哈。
Time goes by so fast.
那我在这里先要谢谢弟兄姊妹为我们的祷告。
First of all, I'd like to thank for all of your prayers.
因为我们前天傍晚才刚刚从希腊回来。
Two days ago, we just came back from Greece.
我们出去服事的时候其实蛮辛苦的哈。
Actually, it's been difficult going abroad to serve.
那尤其一出去不久，这个于师母她的头就一直抽痛，非常辛苦。
Especially soon after we departed, Sister Nancy's head started to pound and very difficult.
她特别要我也在这里谢谢弟兄姊妹们为她的祷告，因为特别礼拜六早上很明显的有一个很大的差别。
She especially wanted me to thank everyone because she experienced a drastic change, especially during the morning prayer on Saturday here.
为了小朋友看一看我们那天出这一路上有多少的打岔，我早上临时送了一张照片给那个 projector team.
I want to show you what kind of disturbances and sidetracks we have encountered.
应该不让我们去搭飞机哈。
Because these things delayed us from getting to the airport.
大概派了20辆警车把我们的路挡住了。
Because there were about 20 police cars to stop us.
那个新城送我们上机场的时候，在280，我就突然提醒他，我说小心一点，旁边有警察。
So when Brother Ethan sent us to the airport, I reminded him, "Be careful, there are police."
应该有个骑摩托车的警车从我们旁边跑过去了。
Because police riding motorcycle soon passed us.
然后接下来就有10几辆，大概20辆的警车，一辆接一辆从我们旁边跑过去。
About 20 police cars just passed us.
还有那种侦探，大概 FBI 的那种便车，里面坐4-5个侦探，轰冲过去。
And also cars with FBI agents passed us also.
然后那个警察的直升机也在前面砰砰砰砰砰砰砰砰在高速公路上在前面挡住路哈。
Police helicopters also.Went before us and stopped us.
然后就在我们前面不远的地方，警察全部下来，把 shotgun 拿出来对着那个车子。
Right before us, all the police got down the car and then with their shotgun and pointed at the car.
我在想，糟糕了，今天早上赶不上飞机了哈。
So I was thinking to myself, "Whoops, I'm gonna miss my flight."
所以我们就 text 一个 message 给教会，然后教会的同工一看到就全部去为我们祷告。
So we soon text a message to church coworkers, and then they got a text immediately. They pray for us.
那感谢主哈，那个人没有反抗，所以很快就被抓了，这个入侵了，我们就到机场去了啊。
Praise the Lord that guy did not resist. So the episode was quickly ended.
那个星辰有点同情那个逃的人，开的车子太烂了。
Brother Ethan really sympathized with fugitive, the criminal, because he had a bad car. He couldn't drive too fast.
他的小那个车子借给他的话，可能会跑更远。
If he had Brother Ethan's car, he probably have gone farther.
结果我们到了机场，飞机又 delay 两个小时。
And after we got to the airport, the flight was delayed for 2 hours.
然后我们到了东岸，下来已经快半夜了。那个高速公路半夜十二点钟大塞车，因为修路。
And then, when we got to the east coast, it was already midnight, but there was a traffic jam because of the road construction.
这是我第一次到东岸去讲到礼拜四出发，平常我都是礼拜五一早出发。下了飞机直接上讲台的。
In the past, I always departed Friday morning. As soon as I get off the airport, then I would start preaching. And this is the first time I departed on Thursday night.
那还好礼拜四走，所以我们到那边已经半夜了。
It was good that we departed on Thursday night. When we got there, it was already midnight.
然后我们在希腊的时候住的那个旅馆旁边不是很安全。
And then in Greece, we lived in a hotel in a not so good neighborhood.
啊，我们听到狗大叫，人大吵，我们从窗户往下一看，底下在打架。
So we heard the dogs barking and people yelling, and then we looked down, people were fighting outside of our hotel.
他们把那个椅子摔碎了，拿着棍子就打狗在旁边一起叫。
So they smashed the chair and they used the wood to fight each other, and then the dogs were barking.
啊，于是我本来叫我去录起来的时候，已经 too late.
Sister Nancy asked me to record it, and it was already too late.
啊，我没有想到她对这些事情居然比我还兴奋哈。
I didn't know she got more excited than I was.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这只是路上发生的事情而已。
So these are all the things that happen on the road.
但是我们很感谢弟兄姊妹为我们的祷告，就是看见每一次到一个地方去服事。看见神的同在，看见神的祝福。
We really appreciate your prayers because everywhere we go, we see God's presence and God's work there.
虽然很累，很不想出去哈。
Even though it's really difficult and exhausting.
但是每一次服侍完的时候，就觉得值得。
But every time after the service, we all felt it was all worth it.
真的很谢谢弟兄姊妹。
And we really thank brothers.
特别我今天早上坐在这里，看到大家拨饼一个接一个的祷告。
This morning, as I was here in the communion, and I heard people praying one after another.
我是一则以忧，一则以喜啊。
So I was happy on one hand, but yet worried on the other hand.
我真的很高兴看见大家这么热心爱主。
I was really happy to see people loving the Lord fervently.
那我忧的是，是不是我们需要常常出去？
But what I worried is that should we just take leaves very often?
因为我们一出去，大家这个都活了哈。
Soon as we leave the church, it seems that everyone became alive.
而且听说礼拜二祷告会人不仅不少，很多人都抢着交通。
And then I heard that on Tuesday night, a lot of people started to share.
所以弟兄姊妹。
At the prayer meeting.
所以如果我们偶尔不见了，你知道是为了大家的好哈。
So now you can understand if we occasionally take a break.It's for your good.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
那我想今天是母亲节，很高兴小朋友都坐进来，坐在爸爸妈妈的旁边啊。
Today's Mother's Day. And then we're happy to see the children sitting in our midst.
我想你们能够送给爸爸、送给妈妈最好的礼物还不是卡片，还不是东西。
I'm sure the best gift that you can give to your mom is not a card or some gift.
而是你们对他们的爱，对他们的顺服。
But your love and obedience to them.
你知道妈妈生孩子这个生产之苦，大家都愿意承受哈，虽然很辛苦。
You know that all moms are willing to go through the birth pain, even though it's very difficult.
那更难的苦是养育之苦。
But yet the even more difficult thing is to raise the children.
你看你们十二个月以下的时候，他都要鼓励你讲话，帮助你走路。
So before you turn 1 year old, moms have to encourage you to start walking and start talking.
然后之后的20年都要帮助你不要讲话，帮助你坐下来。
And then for the following 20 years, the moms will try to help you to sit down quietly and don't talk too much.
这是养育之苦啊。
So that is the pain of raising children.
那更大的苦其实是被辜负、被伤害的苦哈。
But what is even greater pain is being wronged and being hurt by children.
就是如果你不能够了解、不能够信任爸爸妈妈对你的爱，在这里埋怨、在这里生气、不顺服的时候。
If you cannot understand and appreciate your parents' love and then you disobey them.
所以希望你们弄母亲节不光今天做个乖 孩子能够一生都做个乖孩子。
I hope that you will not just be a good child today only, but all the days of your life.
同样的，对爸爸妈妈来说，孩子们最需要的其实是我们对他们真实的爱。
And in the same way, for the children, what they really need is true love from their parents.
尤其是帮助他们能够认识神，跟神建立起关系。
Especially to help them to know God and establish a relationship with God.
我很喜欢引用我在飞机上看到的一句话，飞机上杂志上看到的一句话。
I like to quote something I read on the magazine on the airplane.
就是那个公司的 number one rule, 第一条规矩。
It's a number one rule for a company.
他说如果你不好好的 take care 你的 customer 的话 somebody else will do. 就是如果你不好好照顾好你的客户别人会替你照顾好他。
If you don't take good care of your customer, someone else will do.
同样的，我们如果不照顾好我们的小孩子，世界的王抢着要教他的。
In the same way, if we don't take good care of our children, then the king of the world will grab them and take care of them.
用电视、用电影、用网络、用音乐、用所有的朋友、用任何的东西，就是要来 damage 他们，来 pollute 他们。
The king of the world will try to pollute them and damage them with the TV, movies, internet, or all kinds of medias in the world.
所以那个公司的 number one rule, if you don't take good care of your customer, somebody else will do.
That's the company's number one rule.
要好好好好照顾我们的孩子
So take good care of our children.
今天正好我们继续讲这些人是这些人是谁。
Today we'll continue this series. Who are these people?
我们讲哈拿。
Today we're going to talk about Hannah.
因为哈拿是一个非常非常在圣经上一个榜样的母亲。
Because Hannah is a role model, a model mom.
这个以前讲撒母耳记的时候，我曾经讲过她。
So I've talked about her when we went through First Samuel.
但是我觉得今天在这样子的场合里面，我们再重复一遍也是很重要的。
But today I think it's very critical important to go through this in our today's setting.
年轻的孩子也不要觉得这个信息只是给妈妈听的。
Young people, please do not think that this message is only for moms.
爸爸更不要以为这个信息是给太太听的。
And husbands, please do not think this message is for your wives only.
这篇信息是给我们每一个人听的。
This message is for every one of us.
就是在我们每一个人的人生里面，我们一定会碰到困难。
Because throughout our lifetime, we will encounter difficulties.
没有一个人在这一生里面不会碰到困难，不会碰到苦难的。
No one is exceptional.
但是今天我们要如何来面对我们的这些困难的局面？
But how do we face our difficult situations?
那哈拿是从生孩子的事情上，我们看见神怎样借着这个人有一个正确的回应和态度。
In the matter of a child giving a birth to a child, having a child, we see how Hannah holding a right attitude and response toward God.
让她所遭遇的苦难、遭遇的羞辱，不仅仅不成为她的伤害和危机，反而成为祝福。
So that her humiliation and sufferings will not just become a crisis, but become a blessing.
不仅仅成为他个人的祝福，也成为整个世代的祝福。
It's not only a blessing for herself, but for her generation.
所以我们常常讲，受苦从来不是神在我们身上的目的。
So we often say that suffering is never God's purpose.
让我们借着这些的遭遇能够认识神，能够经历神，才是神的目的。
But through these afflictions that we get to know God and experience God, that is God's purpose.
十字架永远不是神的目的，要让我们经历基督，得着基督，才是神的目的。
The cross is never God's purpose, but to know Christ and experience Christ is God's purpose.
所以神常常在我们身上创造出一些的需要，一些的局面。
Therefore, God often allows certain situation to create a need in our lives.
把我们带到一个地步，让我们承认我们自己不行。
So we are led to a point that we have to admit that we cannot.
可能是难处我们胜不过。
Maybe it's a difficulty that we just cannot overcome.
可能是试探我们胜不过。
Or it's a temptation we cannot overcome.
可能是神给叫我们扮演的角色承受的托付我们承担不起。
Or maybe it's the role or responsibility or commission that was too great for us.
但是常常就是在这样子的局面。
But oftentimes in such situations,
成为神在我们身上施恩的一个凭借。
But it becomes a means for God to bless us.
也常常成为神在我们身上工作能够做的最深的地方。
And that is also the place where God can do His deepest work in our life.
也常常让我们原来最弱、最不行的点被神制作以后，成为最能被神使用的地方。
So that through God's work and after God's work, our weakest spot, our weakness becomes a great strength.
当神把我们带出来的时候，
So after God delivers us,
神在我们身上把我们改变的， 让我们越来越像他的自己。
And God will transform us so that we will become more and more like Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一切的遭遇，尤其这些难处
，All these situations, especially afflictions,
为了净化我们的生命，为了强化我们的关系
，It's in order to purify our lives and strengthen our relationships.
我再讲一次哈，为了要净化我们的生命，我们属灵的生命
，In order to purify our spiritual life,
为了强化我们和神之间的关系
，And strengthen our relationship with God.
所以我们要决定不甘心，我们只是在难处中哈。
So let us not willing to stay in afflictions only.
啊、我相信在座的每一个人可能你们都有难处的
I'm sure every one of us here will have certain type of afflictions and difficulties
可能你问这些小朋友他们都已经有难处了哈
Even probably children, they have difficulties in their lives
有没有、啊、
Do you?
不好意思看我了其实我们很小很小的时候就可能都碰到很多很多我们不喜欢的环境我们不喜欢的遭遇
Probably even since our early childhood we encounter something that we don't like
所以我们今天从哈娜的身上
But through Hannah's story,
我们看见她如何面对她的遭遇
We get to see how she faced her own difficulties
她如何在这些遭遇中她经历了神
And through these difficulties that she get to experience God
她在这些遭遇中她被神得着
And through these experiences that she was obtained by God
然后神如何借着她给那个世代带来了大的祝福
And how God canuse her to bring great blessings to her generation.
虽然不是由她直接带出来的
Maybe it was not directly from her.
是借着她的儿子撒母耳带出来的
But through her son Samuel.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个影响力我们知道是从这个母亲出来的
But yet we know that this great impact came from this mother.
那因此今天母亲节，我们讲这篇的信息，对母亲们希望对你们是个鼓励
So I hope that this message would be a great encouragement to moms on Mother's Day.
你千万不要以为我自己只是个家庭主妇，我接触的只有这个小猫一两个。
Please do not take lightly that you are only a housewife and you only can influence these two children.
我们是在为神家养育下一代。
But we're raising the next generation for God's house.
同样的，我刚刚开始一开始说过，今天的信息不是只给姊妹听的。
But then just as I said, this message is not for sisters only.
那今天就在你我的遭遇和挑战中。
Just in your situation and in your challenges.
神工作的原则是一样的。
The principle of God's work is stay the same.
神要借着这一切的环境，让我们来经历它。
Through all circumstances, God wants us to experience Him.
让我们的生命被他改变，我们的关系被他强化。
So that our life can be transformed by Him, our relationship with Him will be strengthened.
我想时间的关系，我们很快的读几节关键的经文，好不好
？Because of time's constraint, we will just go through some key verses.
我们读到撒母耳记上第一章。
First Samuel chapter 1.
前面说到哈拿。她一直没有办法生孩子。
It says that Hannah was barren.
她的丈夫娶了另外一个人叫皮尼拿。
And her husband had another wife, Peninnah.
她能够又有儿子又有女儿的。
And she had many children, sons and daughters.
所以我们现在来看
That's the background.
我们从第四节。
Let's look at start from verse 4.
我们稍微要读长一点，读到十八节。
We will read through the passage until verse 18.
我们弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节啊。
Brothers will read one verse and sisters another.
以利加拿每逢献祭的日子，将祭肉分给他的妻皮尼拿和皮尼拿所生的儿女，给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿，无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育。比尼拿见耶和华不使耶哈拿生育，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿，比尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。她丈夫以利加拿对她说：“哈拿啊，你为何哭泣不吃饭？心里愁闷呢？”有我不比十个儿子还好吗？他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边坐在自己的位上，哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷恋不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。哈拿在耶和华面前不住地祈祷，以利定睛看着他的嘴，原来哈拿心中默祷， 只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为他喝醉了。以利对他说，你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。哈拿回答说，主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意，不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。以利说，你可以平平安安地回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。哈拿说，愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走去吃饭，面上不再带愁容了。底下就说到她第二年就生了孩子。
And then it says that the next year she had a child.
给她取名叫撒母耳，说这是从耶和华那里求来的。
And she gave name Samuel because I have obtained him from the Lord.
后面说到当孩子断奶的时候，她就照着她所许的愿把哈拿带到示拿去。
And after the child
她示罗去。
And then she just as she promised brought the child to Shiloh.
把这个孩子交给以利。
And she handed the child to priest Eli.
我们来看第二十七节。
Let's look at verse 26
节，二十六节到二十八节。妇人说：“主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在这里站着祈求耶和华的那妇人就是我。我祈求为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。于是在那里敬拜耶和华，这里的终身归于耶和华。King James 把它翻译成终身借给耶和华。”
Verse 28 it says, "Therefore I have lent him to the Lord."
啊，她愿意把这个孩子终身借给神。
She was willing to lend.The child to the Lord.
第二章开始是哈拿的赞美感恩诗歌。
Starting from chapter 2 is Hannah's praises and song.
跟第一章是一个截然不同的对比。
This is a great contrast to chapter 1.
第一章她心里愁苦。
In the first chapter, she was distressed and sorrowful.
常常受激动，甚至到不能吃饭。
She was often provoked to a point that she could not eat.
她在这里说，我的心因耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，因耶和华的救恩欢心，完全不一样了。
But yet here she says, my heart rejoices in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. This is a totally different situation now.
弟兄姊妹，不管你今天在怎样的处境里面，
What situation you are in today?
你羡不羡慕我们的神把我们带出来？
Do you long to be delivered by the Lord?
让我们不要白白的受苦。
So that we will not suffer in vain.
让我们在主的面前能够得到主要给我们的结局。
So that we will receive the ending that the Lord has prepared for us.
让他来改变我们这个人的局面。
We'll let the Lord to change the circumstances.
让原来是受苦、受羞辱、痛苦的一个局面，变成欢欣，变成赞美，变成夸胜。
So that a situation of humiliation and suffering will be turned into rejoicing and joy and glory.
好，我们最后再读第二章。
Now let's continue to look at chapter 2.
我们跳着读几节哈，十八节我来读，好的，省时间。十八节
，Verse 18.
那时撒母耳还是个孩子，穿着细麻布的以弗德，侍立在耶和华面前。他母亲每年为他做一件小外袍，同着丈夫上来献年祭的时候带给他。二十一节。耶和华眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕生了三个儿子两个女儿，那孩子撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大。我们跳到二十六节。
Verse 26.
孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，耶和华与人越发喜爱他。好，我们请跳到第三章十九节。
Verse 3.
撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。从但到别是巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。我们请读十二章。
Chapter 12.
二十三节，这是撒母耳对以色列说的，他说，至于我断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪耶和华，我必以善道正路指教你们。好，我们的圣经就先读到这啊。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
我想在我今天的讲义里面我提到的几个点，我们稍微来看一下。
So I'd like to bring to your attention a few points.
第一个讲到在这里有一个女人叫做哈拿，她受羞辱，她非常的愁苦。
Here there's a woman whose name is Hannah. She was humiliated and she's greatly distressed.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们说过，我们的神是从来不做错事的神。
But then we keep saying that our God never makes mistakes.
我们的神是从来不说“哎呀”的神。
And he never says, "Oops."
米开朗基罗在那里雕大卫的像的时候，不会雕到鼻子，哎呀，就把鼻子打掉了。
So when Michelangelo, created the sculpture, David, he would not say, "Oops," and then I missed the nose.
神从来不说哎呀，神从来不做错事情。
He says, God never makes mistakes. He never says, "Oops."
而且神从来不随便做一件事情。
And he never does anything casually without a purpose.
而且神所有做的事情都是正面的、积极的、赐福的目的。
Everything he does, he has a positive purpose to bless.
就连他管教我们，都是带着爱、带着正面的目的哈。
Even when he disciplines us, it's with a positive purpose.
所以我们在这里看到一个女人这么愁苦、受尽的羞辱，有一个人做她对头。
Now we see that this woman has a rival, and she's greatly being humiliated, and she suffered greatly.
但是我们在这里看见是神让她经过这些环境。
But here we see that God allowed her to go through this.
为什么呢？在这里刚才读的经文，他说无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育。
Because the scripture tells us the Lord has closed her womb.
是谁不让她生的
？So who was the one that closed her womb？
谁
？The Lord.
神。好，那今天我们很多的难处是神许可的。
So we have to understand that a lot of our difficulties are allowed by God.
虽然也有从人这面来的。
Yes, it might.Be coming from men.
因为底下你看到比尼拿就做他的对头。
Because we see that the other woman, Peninnah, she was her rival.
什么叫做对头
？So what is a rival?
就是我站在这里，他就站在我前面。
Because if I stand here, then she would stand right in front.
我如果向右走的话，我让他觉得他又转过来，他要挡住我。
And if I turn to my right, and she would come to.In front of me again.
我如果向后转的话，他又跑到我前面，又挡到我的前面。
If I turn to the back, and she will come around and then still stands before me.
这个就叫做对头。
And that is a rival.
甩都甩不掉，逃都逃不掉。
You cannot just get rid of her.
你就发现他一天到晚来搅扰你。
And she continuously to bother you.
这是比尼拿的本领。
And that is the capability of Peninnah.
他就是要做哈拿的对头。
Because she just wanted to provoke Hannah.
圣经上说到，他就大大的激动他，要使他生气。
And then the scripture says she greatly provoked Hannah to anger.
或是 provoke her severely 就是很厉害的来 provoke 他。
She severely provoked Hannah.
你们有没有碰到这样子的人
？Have you ever experienced such a situation？
不好意思，举手啊，你有啊
？Yes.
呀，好可怜哦，我只有你一个人举手，还有没有人
？Anyone else？
你做什么他都找你麻烦，后面也有哈。
Whatever you do, they will find trouble for you.
好了，我就先为你感谢神哦。
Then I will have to thank God for you.
无奈耶和华找了这么一个人做你对头啊。
Because the Lord has found someone to be your rival.
因为底下还有结局，现在只不过开始而已嘛。
Because there's still the rest of the story there.
好戏在后头。
And what's better is still following.
然后更惨的事情啊。
What's even worse?
这个人不光做你的对头。
Not only this person is your rival.
而且是长时间的对头。
And it's for a long time.
圣经上告诉我们，这个是一年又一年，每一年都这样子。
Because the scripture tells us year after year the same thing repeated happened.
听到他的翻译了没有 ？Year after year.
Year after year, the same thing repeated happened.
所有的难处。
So all these trials.
本身已经不舒服。
It's already very uncomfortable.
加上时间的因素，就火上加油，叫人更不舒服。
When it prolongs for a long time, it just makes it worse.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，我们身上的一个软弱，或是我们碰到的一个难处。
Oftentimes, it could be a weakness on us or a situation we face.
或者在我们的家庭生活、职场生活、教会生活，神好像真的就是安排那么一个对头在你的旁边。
God seems to place a rival, maybe in your home or at your workplace or at church.
你很容易被他 irritate, 很容易被他 provoke.
That you're easily irritated and provoked by the person.
虽然今天你没有生不出孩子的问题。
You might not be barren like Hannah.
但是你有类似的问题。
But you might have a similar problem.
在这里看见一件事情哈。
But here we see one thing.
持续的难处。
a prolonged difficulty.
说出神持续在我们身上的工作。
It's because God wants to work continually on us.
他要在我们身上要达到他容许这个环境临到的目的。
Because God wants to achieve His purpose by allowing such prolonged situation.
所以圣经上告诉我们，当他每一年到耶和华殿去的时候
，The Scripture says every year when they went up to the temple of the Lord.
他说皮尼拿人是激动他，以至于他哭泣不吃饭。
Peninnah still provoked her until she wept and did not eat.
你看到了哈，皮尼拿来激动她是为了要使她生气。
See that Peninnah tried to provoke her so that she would be distressed.
她是带着目的来的。
So she came with a purpose.
她非要看到她的目的达到了，她才甘心啊。
She wanted to see her purpose, that is Hannah being provoked and not eat.
结果她成功了没有？
Did she succeed?
成功了。
Yes, she did.
因为哈拿被她激动到以至于表示达到结果了。
Because Hannah was provoked to a point, so she succeeded.
以至于她不能吃饭。
So that she could not eat.
连饭都吃不下去。
She just could not.
愁苦。
Her heart was distressed.
好，弟兄姊妹啊，我相信我们中间常常会碰到这样子的经历。
I'm sure oftentimes we will encounter such situations.
啊，但是我们要知道，圣经已经告诉我们这些事情是神许可的。
But the Bible already tells us that God allowed such things to happen.
而且神是带着非常积极正面的目的。
Yeah, the Lord has a positive purpose for it.
而且我们因为已经知道哈拿的故事了。
Because we already know the story of Hannah.
我们也知道神给她预备了一个非常美好的结局。
And we know that God has prepared a beautiful ending for her.
但是对哈拿来说
But yet for Hannah,
在她开始的时候
at the beginning of this,
在她受苦的时候
when she was suffering,
在她持续受羞辱的时候
when she continually being humiliated,
她根本看不到将来
she could not see the future,
她就是一直活在难处中
she continued to remain in the difficulty,
她就是一直活在被搅扰被激动 被羞辱的环境里面
she continued to be provoked and toBe distressed.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望从当我们来看这些人物的时候
，So I hope that when we study these characters,
我们不是在研读他们的生平
，We're not just to study their story.
虽然这是其中的目的之一
，Yes, that is one of our purposes.
但是更重要的是，我们要从他们的这一生里面看见神工作的法则。
But yet, what's even more a positive and is that we want to see the principle of God's work through their stories.
我们要效法他们在这样子的处境中，他们怎么样子成为了我们的榜样。
We want to learn from them how they become our role models in their situations.
他们的生命
Their life,
怎样被神改变
how it can be transformed by God,
他们和神的关系
and their relationship with God,
怎么样子被神改变
how it was also transformed by God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们要读他们的目的
and that is the purpose of our study.
他们的生命被神改变，他们怎样讨神喜悦，他们怎样被神重用，他们怎么样子的爱神
so that their life can be transformed by God, how they can be pleased by God, and how they can be used by God, and how love God.
同样的，我们也要效法他们的行径。
We also want to follow their footsteps.
看见他们怎么样子影响了周围，甚至那一个世代的人。
To see how they impact people around them, even their generation.
他们把那样子的局面带来了转机。
Because they brought such a situation a turning point.
他们带下了祝福。
And they brought down blessings.
而且带出了神的旨意和工作。
And also fulfill God's purpose and God's work.
这是神持续的工作啊。
And that is God's ongoing work.
第二个点。
Secondly,
我们看见哈拿是向神倾心吐意的哈拿。
We see that Hannah poured out her soul before God.
这个深入的痛苦引进了她深入的祷告。
Because that such deep and sorrowful pain produces a profound prayer.
所以当以利以为她喝醉酒了。
So when Priest Eli thought she was drunk.
甚至过来责备她说你不应该喝醉酒。
So he even rebuked her that you should not have get drunk.
弟兄姊妹，当你在受苦的时候。
So when you are suffering.
别人不能够了解你已经很苦了。
It's already very painful when people do not understand.
别人误会你甚至责备你。更苦，对不对
？But it's even more painful when people misunderstand or they even rebuke.
你真的本身已经很苦了。
It's already very painful inside.
结果这些人落井下石，还在这里幸灾乐祸，还在这里这个伤口上加盐，你真的是痛上加痛。
But then if they do such things, they just make it. make your hurt even worse.
以利是那个时候属灵的代表，神家的士师。
Eli was the spiritual leader at that time, a judge in God's house.
他就过来责备他。
He came to rebuke her.
你为什么要喝酒？你不应该这个样子喝酒的。
Why did you drink? You should not get drunk like this.
但是哈拿在这里说，他说主啊，他说我是心里愁苦的妇人。
But yet, Hannah says, "No, Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit."
我清酒浓酒都没有喝，只是在耶和华面前倾心吐意。
I've drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord.
大家注意到没有？哈拿怎么样子 describe herself？ 怎么样子形容她自己
？Let's pay attention to how Hannah described herself.
她说我是什么
？She says, "I am a woman,
心里愁苦的妇人。
I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit.
好，给你们二十秒钟。
Give you 20 seconds.
用一句话 describe yourself. 最近的请。
Use one sentence to describe your situation now, your condition now.
你会用哪一句话来形容你的自己或是你的最近
？How would you describe yourself?
你会怎么样形容你自己？你说我是一个很有同情心的人。
Says I'm a person with a lot of sympathy.
啊，我是很乐观的人。
I'm a very optimistic person.
啊，我是很勤快的人。
I'm a very diligent person.
或者我这个人是很好面子、不服输的人。
Or like I'm very strong-willed. I have great ego.
啊，我是很上进的人。
Or I work diligently.
你会怎么形容
？How would you describe yourself?
想好了吗
？Yeah.
请问今天我们中间有没有哈拿？
Do we have any Hannah today?
因为哈拿的答案是说我是心里愁苦的妇人。
Because Hannah's answer is that I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit.
如果要用一句话形容自己的话，哈拿是这样子的来形容她。
So this is how Hannah described herself.
所以你就晓得她多痛苦了。
Then you know how painful she was.
因为痛苦成为她生活中的特点。
Because sorrow became a characteristic of her life.
因为痛苦成为她那一段年日里面最大的特征，她第一个想到的就是我是一个愁苦的妇人。
So that is the big thing of her life at that moment. So the first thing she thought about her life is that I'm a sorrowful spirit.
不像有些人最近刚结婚就会觉得，哎，我是世界上最幸福的人。
Unless some people just got married, they think they're the happiest people in the world.
然后找到一个很好的工作，很理想的工作，哎呀，我是最什么的人？
Or they found
最有盼望的人。
The best job in the world, they say, I'm the one with the brightest future.
所以 Hannah 的痛苦
，So Hannah's pain,
又被别人误会。
Is that she was also misunderstood?
又被他的对头一直紧追不舍的不放过他。
And then, her rival just would not let her go.
在哈拿身上产生了一个非常非常宝贝的转机哈。
Finally, a very precious turning point happened.
她就是到耶和华面前去倾心吐意。
She went to the Lord and poured out her soul.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们大家人，我相信我们在座绝大部分人都知道，碰到难处要干嘛。
So I'm sure most of us know whenever we encounter difficulty, what do we do?
碰到难处要干嘛
？What do we do?
大声一点嘛！我有时差啊，你们不讲大声一点，我醒不过来。
So please respond loudly, because I'm still going through jet lag.
碰到难处要。
Whenever we encounter situations, pray.
我们都知道这个标准答案。
We all know this.Right answer.
然后我们碰到难处的时候，可能有一半的人会做这件事情，也许。
But yet, maybe half of us would pray.
但是表面的祷告、肤浅的祷告跟深入的祷告，它就是不一样。
But yet, superficial prayers are greatly different from deep prayers.
就好像你在挖井一样啊。
Just as if you're digging a well.
你这样表面挖一挖。
Maybe you just dig a little bit.
你挖了三尺。
And then you dig about 3 feet.
你看不到水的。
You don't see any water.
你挖五尺。
Maybe go down 5 feet.
你还是看不到水的。
Still don't see any water.
当你越挖越深，越挖越深，越挖越深的时候
But as you continually digging and digging,
有一天你突然碰到了。
Finally, one day you see it.
泉源涌流出来。
The water springs up.
或者挖到油井，油井喷出来。
Or even better, Oil, petroleum.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们祷告非常 superficial， 非常表面。
Oftentimes our prayer is just very superficial.
我们祷告完还是不平安。
So after we pray, we still do not have the peace.
我们祷告完还是没得安慰。
And after we pray, we're still not comforted.
我们祷告完还是没有力量。
And after we pray, we're still not strengthened.
但哈拿的难处一直加深，一直加深，一直加深。
As Hannah's of troubles become deeper and deeper,
这个深入的痛苦引进了她深入的祷告。
And that deep pain produces profound prayers.
然后到最后
，finally,
碰到主
She met the Lord.
她倾心吐意，从最深之处出来的。
From the bottom of her spirit, she poured out her spirit.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在这个祷告的里面，你发现她有几个关键的地方啊。
And then from her prayer, we see some key points.
啊，我说哈拿在她这个面临这个环境的时候
，As Hannah faced her situation,
她有三个很重要的转机跟考验。
The three challenges and turning points.
第一个。
First,
是他从难处中转向去祷告。
She turned from facing her situation to prayer.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我而且这个祷告是深入的祷告。
And that prayer is a deep, profound prayer.
那很多人在第一关就 fail 了，就失败了。
A lot of people fail at the first step.
所以我们的难处一直持续，但是没有结果。
Therefore, our hardship continue to persist, and yet there's no.
我们的环境一直持续，但是我们生命却没被改变。
Our situation continue to persist, and yet we are not changed.
有的时候难处真被解决了，但是我们没有被改变。
Sometimes, the situation might turn around and change, but then we are not changed.
但是哈拿不是这样。
But not so with Hannah.
她从难处，从受苦。
From her suffering and trials,
她变成去祷告
she turned to prayer,
而且是倾心吐意的祷告
and a prayer that would pour out her soul.
第二个
secondly,
她碰到的第二个转机
the second turning point,
或者说第二个挑战
or a second challenge,
就是她的祷告从自我中心转成以神为中心
her prayer turned from self-centeredness to God-centered
她原来的祷告都是求神赐给我一个儿子
so I'm sure before she would pray God please give me a son
消极上可以除掉我的羞辱不要再被平民拿去嘲笑了 是生不出蛋的人
so passively that would remove my humiliation because my rival will never mock me anymore
因为那个时候生不出孩子被人认为是没有神祝福的人
because at that time without any child would be considered a shame without being blessed by God.
再加上平尼拿一直用话语羞辱他。
And also her rival continued to humiliate.
所以他说主啊你如果给我一个孩子我可以除去我的羞辱。
So she says, if you give me a child, then my shame will be removed.
啊但是弟兄姊妹你就发现这么多年。
But yet you see so many years.
他一直向神要个儿子神都没给他。
She continued to ask for a son, but God never gave her.
一直等到有一天他的祷告深入了。
Until one day her prayer became deeper.
一直到有一天她的祷告从自我中心转成以神为中心的时候。
Until one day her prayer turned from self-centeredness to God-centered.
你发现整件事情有一个明显的转变。
And you see the entire situation have an obvious change.
所以我们看撒母耳记上第二章。对不起。撒母耳记上第一章第十节到十一节。
So we see First Samuel chapter 1 verse 10 and
他在这里的祷告他说万军之耶和华你若垂顾婢女的苦情眷恋不忘婢女赐我一个儿子我必使他终身归于耶和华不用剃头刀剃他的头
She says here O Lord of hosts if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant but will give your maidservant a male child then I will give to himTo the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor will come upon his head.
你发现这一节的祷告跟他过去几年的祷告有什么不同吗
？You see the difference between this prayer and her past prayers?
有没有任何人可以告诉我 ，What's the difference?
The difference between this prayer.
年轻人有没有人可以告诉我，他过去祷告了这么多年，向神要一个儿子，对不对
？In the past, she has prayed so many years for a child.
那这个祷告跟从前的不同在哪里
？So what's the difference between this prayer and her past prayers?
Herman. Amen. 好，你看人家刚得救都打回答，你们信主这么多年不回答，是觉得我的问题太肤浅是吧
？Amen.
嫌我问题太肤浅，你 Amen. 威廉在哪里？换一个翻译。看待母亲节，原谅你。
Sorry, I amen to Herman.
他受苦这么多年，我决定相信他一直向神求一个孩子，对不对
？Since she suffered for so long, I'm sure she has prayed for a child.
但是在这里，这个转机，他从这个祷告加了东西了。
But here, this turning point, she added something to her prayer.
就是你这个儿子给我，我就完全给你。
That if you give me a son, I will completely give him back to you.
弟兄姊妹，当我默想这个经文的时候
，As I meditate on this verse,
我就晓得当哈拿这么多年受羞辱，受他对头羞辱的时候
，So then I realized that for so many years.That she's been humiliated by her.
把她带到一个最深的痛苦里面。
She was brought to a deepest pain.
我相信有一天她突然体会到 ，realized 到。
I'm sure one day she finally realized.
神也一直受她的对头在羞辱。
That God in the same way has been provoked by his rival.
因为哈拿所处的时代是士师时代最黑暗的时候。
Because Hannah lived in the darkest age of judges.
圣经上说那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
The scripture says at that time there was no king and everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
神颁布了拿西尔人的条例，说人可以甘心的把自己奉献给神。
So God gave the rule of Nazarites.Nazarites that anyone can dedicate their lives to God.
但是颁布了三四百年，一个拿西尔人都没有。
But after 300-400 years, there was no one that would dedicate their lives as a
Nazarite. 只有参孙这个半吊子的拿西尔人。
It's only there was only Samson, but he was like halfway there.
他不是自己许愿的，是爸爸妈妈把他奉献出来的。
He did not dedicate his own life, but his parents.
而且他三个拿西尔人的条例，他全部都犯了。
But he broke all three rules of being a Nazarite.
你可以晓得神一直在被仇敌嘲笑，你看你想要个拿西尔人一个都没有。
So she could sense that God has been provoked and humiliated by his rivals. You keep on wanting a Nazarite, but you cannot find even one.
你希望在这里得到有人为了爱你甘心把自己奉献给你，几百年过去了一个都没有。
God, you hope to obtain someone who will dedicate their lives for you for the sake of love, but for a few hundred years, you cannot find even one.
撒旦说：“你看看多少人跟着我。”
Satan says, "Look how many people follow me."
弟兄姊妹，这对神来说是一个极大的羞辱。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great humiliation to the Lord.
这是神里面极大的痛苦。
And that is a great pain.
所以哈拿摸着了。
And Hannah understood.
所以第二个转机就是从自我中心的祷告变成以神的需要以神为中心的祷告。
So the second turning point of Hannah is that she turned from her own need to the need of God.
所以这是祷告中的大突破，就是神，你如果给我，我把这个孩子完全给你。
So this is a great breakthrough because she says, "Lord, if you give it to me, I will give him back to you."
弟兄姊妹，你最近为你的病祷告多年吗？
So I've been praying for your sickness for many years.
你有没有想到我们真正的病还不是是肉身的病呢？
Have you thought about our true sickness is not a physical one?
你有没有想到我身灵里面的病更需要主医治？神家神儿女有多少属灵的病需要得医治？
Have you thought about what really needs healing is your spiritual sickness and it prevails in God's house?
你最近正在遭受到冤枉，遭受到误会吗？
Are you being wronged and misunderstood lately?
遭受人家不合理的对待吗？
Or being treated unreasonably.
那你 有一天希望神能够让你进到基督，怎样在神家里面被人误会，被人冤枉，被人恶待。
Have you thought about maybe God wants you to understand how Christ was also being mistreated and misunderstood?
你最近为了一个孩子不顺服叛逆而受苦吗？
Have you suffered because of your child's disobedience?
那你有没有进到神心中的痛苦？多少的儿女对他背叛，对他叛逆，对他不顺服。
Then have you entered into the pain in Godfather's heart that so many of his children rebelled and disobeyed?
你有没有进到神的痛苦去为神家祷告？
Have you entered into God's pain and pray for God's house?
弟兄姊妹，哈拿摸着了神的痛苦。
Because Hannah touched God's pain.
她就跟神祷告。
So she prayed to God.
你如果给我，我就把他给你。
If you give me a child, I'll give him back to you.
哈拿完全不知道将来她又会生三个儿子，两个女儿。
Because Hannah did not know that in the future she will have more children.
对她来说就是完全的奉献。
So for her at that moment it was a complete surrender.
对她来说，如果神你真给了我一个我独生的爱子，我愿意把她终身给你。
For her at that moment, if God gave her a child, that would be her only child, and then she was willing to give him back to God.
弟兄姊妹，她没有白白受苦啊。
But brothers and sisters, she did not suffer in vain.
她在受苦中，她摸碰到了神。
In her suffering, she come in contact with God's pain.
哦，神后来要祝福她的时候，都是挡都挡不住，一发不可收拾的祝福。
So later on, when God wanted to bless her, it was like the floodgate was open, it cannot be stopped.
千万不要以为神怎么老是不听我的祷告。
Please do not keep thinking that God will never answer your prayer.
不要在这里怀疑上圣经上这么多的祝福，为什么我享受不到？
Please do not doubt God why that you have not enjoyed all the blessings.
我跟你说，神真要祝福我们的时候，是一发不可收拾的祝福啊。
Because when God wants to bless us, it would be so strong that it can never be stopped.
不光给了一个撒母耳。再一个儿子，再一个儿子，再一个儿子，再一个女儿，再一个女儿，神一直给她。
Not only that God gave her Samuel, but he continued to give her one son after another and more daughters too.
可是当我们把所有的这东西抓得紧紧的，不肯想，不肯为着神的时候
，But yet if we hold on tightly to our possessions without giving to God,
我们只会让这个苦难持续下去。
Then we can only prolong our suffering.
因为持续的难处受到神持续的工作。
Prolonged suffering means God's ongoing work.
但是我们希望在这些深入的痛苦里面，我们能够带进深入的祷告。
But we hope that through these deep pain, our prayers will become deeper too.
而深入的祷告让我们摸着神的心，明白神的心，我们把自己奉献给神。
We hopefully that our deep prayers would come in contact with God's heart. We understand His heart and dedicate to God.
所以在这里。哈拿得到了。
So finally, Hannah got it.
他是说我因心因耶和华欢乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口要向仇敌张开。
Therefore, she says, "My heart rejoices in the Lord; my horn is exalted in the Lord, and I smile at my enemies."
我说跟第一章是一个截然不同的对比。
So this is a big contrast to chapter one.
他的儿女都围绕他。
Because her children surround her.
对，但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
我说他碰到三个转机或者三个考验。
So, as I said, she encountered three turning points or three challenges.
那你们说第三个考验到底是什么？
So you might say, what is the third one?
是什么？
What is the third one?
又是太肤浅的问题是吧？你不要再讲阿门了哈。
is my question too shallow?
有没有人要回答第三个考验是什么？完全的奉献
，complete surrender，
close 了
，close，
啊，心愿变成实际，对不对
？So turn your wish into action.
他把他的心愿说：“你哥如果给我一个儿子，我把他终身给你。”
Because her wish is that if you give me a son, I will give him back to you all the days of his life.
结果生下来了。
So now she has a son.
你是当妈的，你舍得奉献吗
？If you are a mother.Are you willing to give it up?
你看多少时候我们在难处中跟神说，只要你听我祷告，我就怎样。
So oftentimes when we are suffering in trials, we will promise God, if you do this, and I will do so.
等到难处解决的时候，我们怎么样？
But when our trials are ended,
我们就忘得一干二净了。
We forget about our promises.
我们又舍不得了。
And we are not willing anymore.
我们又不愿意了。
We are not willing anymore.
我们甚至用诡诈对神，对不对？
Trick God.
以前有个农夫，他经济上那个作物收成不好，他就跟神祷告，他说：“今年的天灾这么多，你保守我作物能够收成好。”
There was a farmer who, at that time, there were a lot of natural calamities. So he prayed to the Lord, said, "If you give me a harvest,
我就把我家里面那条唯一的牛奉献给你。”
Then I will offer it to you my only ox.
结果那一年收成果然被神保守，他收成了。
So that year, the Lord blessed him with a harvest.
他唯一的牛又舍不得奉献。
But he was not willing to offer up his only ox.
他就想了一个法子。
So he thought of a way.
在门口摆一个牌子。
So he put a sign.
牛
outside.
牛30块，鸡1000块，但是必须一起买。
It says an ox for $30, a chicken for $1,000, but you have to buy both.
等到别人买走的时候，他就把那30块牛的钱奉献给神。
So after someone purchased both ox and the chicken, so he offered up the $30 to the Lord.
弄鬼诈要弄到神的身上。
So he treated God with a trick.
弟兄姊妹，神岂在乎我们的钱
？So did God really care about our money?
神在乎我们的心呢、啊、
？God cares about our heart.
但是你发现哈拿，当他真生到一个儿子的时候
，But you see that when Hannah finally got a son,
我再要强调，对他来说，那个时候的哈拿，这是他独一的儿子。
Let me emphasize it again. At that moment, for Hannah, that was her only child.
他完全不知道神会让他再生。
She did not know that God would bless her with more children.
然后他为了神把这个孩子养好了，就送到示罗去。
So after she raised this child up until he was weaned. So she sent him to Shiloh.
弟兄姊妹，我是没有机会这次把那个照片拿给你们看。好，示罗是在一个荒芜、很可怕的旷野里面中间的一个城镇，就是。
So that place is a city in the midst of the wilderness.
他们要翻山越岭，走过很大的危险，穿过野兽吼叫之地，到这个地方把孩子交给交给以利。
So they had to travel through a wilderness and with places of beasts in order to hand this child to priest Eli.
然后老以利已经快100岁了。
At that moment, Eli the priest was almost 100 years old.
我们在 Cupertino, Saratoga, Silicon Valley 的人最在乎学区了，对不对？
So for lots of us live in Silicon Valley, we care about school district a lot.
哪里学区贵，房子都要加个10万-20万美金的。
So, houses in good school districts will cost a lot more.
请问你愿意送给哪一个学区那个校长是快100岁眼目昏花。
Is there any one of us who is willing to send your child to a school district where the school principal is almost 100 years old?
人家明明那么属灵，倾心吐意的在祷告，他说他醉酒。
So when someone was being very godly before God, pouring out the soul, and then he's accused her of being drunk.
校长这么糊涂。
When this school principal is so unclear-minded.
然后两个老师道德不。这个品性乱差的，跟妇人在会幕面前行淫乱。
And the two teachers at that school was very immoral. They committed adultery with women in front of the temple of God.
他抢别人的祭物，让别人厌恶给神献祭。
And then they robbed the sacrifices, so people did not want to offer sacrifices.
请问你们会有谁要把孩子送给这样子的学区
？Is there any one of us willing to send your child to such a school district?
有谁
？Anyone?
哈拿照着他向神祷告的，孩子断奶就把他送去了。
So Hannah did as she promised. After the child was weaned, she sent the child.
我相信他把这个孩子送去以前，这个孩子一直在敬虔的母亲带领底下。
I'm sure before she sent the child, this child grew up with a godly mom.
然后他背后一直为着这个孩子祷告。
I'm sure she continued to pray for this child.
一年才有那么一次可以看到孩子，他一定做一件以弗德的外袍带给他的孩子。
And she only got to see her child once a year and with a little robe that she made for her.
因为她希望她的儿子不光是身量逐渐长大，每一年做一件新的外袍。
So she wishes that not only her child will grow physically year after year.
她希望爱神的心、敬畏神的心一起增长，所以她做以弗德的外袍。
And then she hopes that his love and fear for the Lord will also increase. Therefore, she make this linen ephod.
她提醒她的孩子，你是属神的人，你是侍奉神的人。
So she wants to remind her child that you are a servant, a minister of God. You belong to God.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们多少的父母亲是这样子的，在为神养孩子呢
？Today, how many parents are raising their children in this way?
我相信我们都觉得很惭愧的。
I'm sure we all fall short.
我们太注意孩子外面学术的成就，各方面的成就。
Because we care too much about our children's academic achievement.
我不是说你不要去管这些，或者这是错的。
I'm not saying that this is wrong. You should not pay attention.
但是我们不能够95%-98%甚至100%都花在这些事情上。
But we cannot pay 95%, 98%, or even 99% of our attention on such things.
我们能不能多花一点时间，真正在乎孩子们属灵的成长
？Can we pay more attention to our children's spiritual growth?
到底他们跟神的关系是什么
？How is their relationship with God?
所以你能发现哈拿每一年来的时候，为他做一个以弗德的外袍。
So year after year, when Hannah went to visit Samuel, she prepared.Linen ephod.
啊，她高兴看见孩子身量长大了。
She was happy to see her child grow physically.
但是她不能够容许她的孩子只有身量长，爱主的心没有长。
But she would not allow her child to only grow physically without growing his love and fear for the Lord.
她不能够容许孩子成长了以后，她忘记了她是属神的人，她是侍奉神的人。
She would not allow her child to grow up without remembering that he belongs to the Lord and he's a minister for the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们孩子小的时候带到教会里面，我们以为他们很好。
Oftentimes when we bring our children to church when they are young, we think they're okay.
他们会做功课，他们会背圣经，他们会写作业，我们以为就好了。
We think they're fine as long as they do their Sunday school homework and they memorize the Bible verses.
但是你看，不管是中国教会的统计，美国教会的统计，80%的孩子上了大学，丢弃了他们的神。
But then, Either it's American statistics or Chinese statistics. All the surveys say 80% of the children, after they've gone to college, they abandon their God.
我感谢神，我们中间的比例没有这么高，没有这么可怕。
But we thank the Lord that the ratio in our church is not so high.
但是我们的祷告是希望连一个都不掉。
But yet our prayer is that not even one will lose their faith.
你愿意你的孩子是从神面前滑落失跌的名单中的一位吗？
Are you willing that your child will be one of those 80% that stray from God?
如果不是的话，
If no,
我们要为孩子祷告。
We ought to pray for our children.
我们要 care 他的长大。
We have to care about their growth.
我们一方面高兴他不断的长大了。
Yes, we rejoice that they continue to grow.
但是我们希望他的智慧和身量，还有神和人喜爱他的心，都是一起增长。
Statute and the wisdom and favor of God and man will continue to grow together.
所以你发现撒母耳长大的时候，
So we see that after Samuel grew up,
耶和华使用他，
The Lord used him.
从但到别示巴，所有的以色列人都知道神立撒母耳为先知。
From Dan to Beersheba, everyone knew that he was ordained as the prophet by God.
因为神使他所讲的话一句都不落空。
Because God will not allow any of his word fall short.
因为他跟神的关系是深入的，是真实的。
Because he had a real and deep relationship with God.
连撒母耳到了年老的时候，他说我断不停止为你们祷告。
So even at Samuel's old age, he says, I will continue to pray for you.
第七章第二节更说到以色列家过了二十年，整个以色列家倾向耶和华。
Chapter 7 verse 2 says, After 20 years, the entire household of Israel turned to God.
因为撒母耳不断地为他们祷告，以善道 以神的话和善道正路指示他们。
Because Samuel continued to pray for them and teach them what is right and do good before God.
有什么看到了没？一个妈妈产生了这样子的一个器皿。
You see that a mom had this special vessel.
而借着这个器皿，把整个世事黑暗的时代带进了大卫国度的时代。
And this vessel turned a dark age of judges into the kingdom age.
从黑暗的时代，个人任意而行的情形。
From a dark age where people did whatever they thought it was right.
带进了整个以色列家倾向耶和华，归向一心归向耶和华。
To a situation that the entire household of Israel turned to the Lord.
所以在我结束的时候，
Before I end,
我要讲再讲到这两个女人。
I want to mention these two women.
一个是皮尼娜。
One is Penina.
这个人好像外面很顺利，没有难处。
It seems that everything was going well for her. She did not have any trial.
一个是 Hannah.
Another one's Hannah.
她受尽的羞辱，她外面有很多的难处。
She had a lot of trials and difficulties. She was greatly humiliated.
在皮尼娜的生活里面，你看不见她祷告。
But yet in the life of Penina, you do not see her pray.
你看不见她对神的依靠。
You do not see her trust in the Lord.
你看不见她跟神之间有任何的关系。
You do not see her relationship with the Lord.
在 Hannah 的身上，你看见。
But yet in Hannah's life, you see her pray.
你看见她倾心吐意的祷告。
You see her pray by pouring out her soul.
你看见她对神的依靠。
You see her trust in the Lord.
你看见她在整个过程跟神的关系。
You see her relationship with the Lord throughout the entire process.
比尼娜她没有经历到神。
Penina did not experience God.
哈娜的每一个经历里面，她都在经历神。
But yet in all of her, all of Hannah's situations, she experienced God.
在比尼娜的身上，你看不见神祝福她。
In the Penina life, you do not see God's blessings.
你发现哈拿，神不仅祝福他，借着他所生的孩子，大大的祝福了整个世代的人。
But in Hannah's life, not only that God blessed Hannah, but through her child, God blessed the entire nation.
你发现比尼拿在神的手中毫无用处。
You see that Penina is useless in God's hands.
你发现哈拿在神的手中成为何等有用的器皿。
But yet Hannah became such a useful vessel in God's hands.
我们一起唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a song together.
373首，我们只唱最后两节。
373We will sing the last two stanzas.
373首，我们唱最后两节。
373.
我们先把歌词念一遍，好不好？
We will read the lyrics first.
哎呀，为他机会已是何等少，所有机会快要过去，机会无多，为他蒙羞和受潮，为他再来分心分虑。不久就无误会、怒骂与凌辱，就无孤单、寂寞、离别。我当宝贝这些不久的祝福，我借这些与你连结。第五节， 主，我羡慕早日看见你脸面，那是实在好的无比，但是我也不愿免去你试炼，失去如此交通甜蜜。求你怜悯，使我充满你大爱，不顾一切为你生活，免你仆人今天急切望将来，将来又悔今天错过。第四节，
哎呀，为他解
我们的心何等的赞美你，谢谢你把这么多见证人如同云彩围绕我们。
Thank you for surrounding us with such witnesses as a cloud.
你让我们从他们的身上看见何等美丽的生命。
That we get to see beautiful life in them.
让我们看见他们在各样的环境里面，他们对你的回应。
That their responses in their situations.
我们也更谢谢你借着他们的一生来对我们说话。
And we also thank you for speaking to us through their stories.
主啊，我们把我们在座的每一个人都交在你的手中。
We commit every one of us here in your hands.
不管在我们身上目前的难处、羞辱、痛苦是什么。
Whatever our shame, humiliation, and suffering might be.
我们求你不让我们白白受苦。
We pray that you will not allow us to suffer in vain.
让这些深入的痛苦能够带进深入的祷告。
So that these deep pain will produce profound prayers.
就在我们与你面对面的时候，让我们能够明白你的心。
As we meet you face to face, we get to understand your heart.
能够明白你为什么容许这些事临到我们。
That we get to understand why you allow such things happen to us.
主啊，让我们都能够得着你为我们预备的结局。
Lord, we pray that we will all receive the ending you have prepared for us.
让我们的生命被你改变，让我们的关系也被你改变。
That our life will be transformed and our relationship will be changed.
我们特别为了我们中间所有的孩子、青年人向你祷告。
We especially pray for our children and young people here.
我们谢谢你把他们当作产业、当作赏赐赐给我们。
We thank you for giving them to us as inheritance.
但是我们更知道你也把他托付在我们手中，叫我们成为你的管家。
We also know that you have commissioned them to us that we can become the stewards.
让我们来为你这位至高的神来养育下一代。
That we will raise up the next generation for you, the Almighty God.
希望将来我们带着孩子去交账的时候。
We hope that when one day we give account with our children.
我们是满心喜乐，没有遗憾的为他们交账。
That we will be able to give account on their behalf without any regrets.
主啊，当孩子们经过青少年，经过他们困惑、矛盾、挣扎的时候。
As our children go through the confusing and struggle years of adolescence,
替我们保守他们的心，甚至保守一切。
We pray that you will keep their hearts more than anything.
也替我们保护他们。
And protect for them too.
让他们不让他们从你的正路上滑跌。
That they will not fall away from your ways.
不让他们离开你的面。
Please do not let them depart from your face.
你知道我们爱他们。
I know that we love them.
你也知道仇敌的世界的王要怎样的来得着他们，要来伤害他们，要来破坏他们。
You also know how the king of the world wants to obtain them and to destroy them.
保守我们。
Protect us.
是的，让每一个家都能说，至于我和我家，一生要来侍奉耶和华。
We hope that every family can proclaim that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
在这个时候，我们特别求你祝福我们在座的母亲们。
We want to especially pray for the mothers.
纪念他们的辛劳。
Remember their hard work.
纪念他们在你面前的祷告。
Remember their prayers before you.
大大的赐福他们。
Greatly bless them.
给他们上头来的智慧和够用的恩典。
Give them wisdom from above and sufficient grace.
能够与他们的丈夫知道如何一起照着主的话和警戒来养育我们的孩子。
So that they know how to raise up their children together with their husbands according to your ways.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.